and gentlemen.
That is a loud song. Bring the volume down. Make it low. All right.
Make it real low.
That song means that it is time for the About Last Night show.
Hoo-ha.
Yeah. Hoo-ha indeed.
Every show needs to start with a hoo-ha from now on.
All right. You know what? We could start that. We're going to start.
You know what? Don't if you're not on board with it, Brad.
No, we could go. We could do a little Al Pacino. Is it like an Al Pacino? Like hoo-ha. Like, is it one of those?
Well, the hoo-ha originated. There's a guy named.
Between the legs of a woman?
Yes. but then there's a guy named Barry Sanders, not the football player.
Okay.
But in the 1970s, he used to walk around. He had like two guest spots on MASH and then on Love Boat, and he would pop out during like when there was some sort of like discrepancy or like some sort of like argument.
Yeah.
And he would just pop out and he'd be like, "What do you mean with the hoo ha?
What do you mean with the hoo ha?" All right. So now we're gonna have our intro song. We'll give a little hoo ha.
That's complete bullshit. What I just said, by the way.
Oh, it is.
You know what? Acting 101 on
the
podcast.
Fuck you and your acting.
Sometimes
and you're
dwarfs
good
by anything.
We do. We do.
Love Boat stories. You guys are really. You're always.
I like dwarves. We're very gullible people. I mean, I don't
know. You're saying that jokingly, but is that really a fact?
No, we are very gullible people. We are meant to believe that we could walk into a store, buy Keebler cookies, and they're free. That's what we've been told since birth, that we can just do that. And then you try to get a grasshopper cookie, and the store gets upset.
I think
it's
terrible. I think you just came up with my next video.
Dwarves just get
us shit. Trying to go into like a bunch of different grocery stores, trying to be like, "Hey, man, he makes these things.
I make this. Doesn't that mean I get it for free?"
And we mic you up, and we'll put a GoPro camera on your hat, and you get in these arguments with the people, because what are they going to say to you?
Right.
Are they really going to say you like? Because you can constantly just be like egging them on, being like, "Do you really know? Do you know for a fact that I didn't make these cookies?" Be like,
"Absolutely.
Look who's on the package. That's my grandfather.
It's my birthright. And we should try that with other things. We should take some Pakistani kids and try to get them to get free soccer balls.
Oh, God.
That's what we should do there.
I knew we were going there.
All right. We actually have some legitimate business to take care of, everybody. So let's go to that. We have our first sponsor. Yay! But we don't get money.
That's who it is. Yay.com.
Yeah, yay.com. But we don't get money unless you, our loyal listeners, actually have to do something. But it's nothing that big.
Okay.
It's something you do anyway. Amazon.com, everybody.
What?
Yeah, Amazon.com. You shop at Amazon.com, don't you?
Every night.
Everything is available on Amazon.com. Doesn't matter what you want. And because it's an internet store, it is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So let's say you want to go to Amazon.com and pick up some stuff. Before you go to Amazon.com, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com. Go to my website. There's an Amazon.com banner on the very top of my website. Click the banner. It takes you right to Amazon. You can do your shopping as normal. You don't have to buy anything extra. You don't have to send anyone. The only extra step is that you go to BradWilliamsComedy.com, click on the Amazon banner.
Genius.
That takes you to Amazon.com, and they throw us a little bit of money that you spend, that we spend on the podcast. But I know what you're saying, people out there. You're saying, "Well, Brad, a lot of podcasts have that."
Brad, a lot of podcasts have that.
You would be right. A lot of podcasts out there do have the Amazon.com banner that can give them money. So why should you choose ours? Well, because not all the money's going to go to us. We're going to take 10% of the money that we earn from this and give it to the Friends and Helpers charity. The Friends
Perfect.
And Helpers charity is a shelter for battered women. And I'm not making a joke now. I'm just being very serious.
Yep.
It's it was started by Kevin Ryder of the Kevin and Bean Show out here, K-Rock, in Los Angeles. And I support the charity, and this is a way to give back to them. So
that's wonderful.
And they do great things. They have back-to-school drives every year for kids that have had to up and leave abusive families, abusive relationships. They provide them backpacks. They provide them school supplies, basic things that you all take for granted. So go to BradWilliamsComedy.com. Click on the Amazon link. Shop normally. You can support this podcast About Last Night, and you can support the Friends and Helpers charity. That is article number one, my friend.
Woo!
But we have a second.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. And this one's actually really fun. This is an idea I came up with last night. I didn't tell you about it. Sorry.
No. Yeah,
here's the thing. Let's say you want to advertise on our podcast.
Sure.
Let's say, but you don't have a business.
Yeah.
You don't have anything. You're just some dude.
Like, let's say I'm a Eurythmics super fan, right? And every year I dress up like Annie Lennox, not on Halloween. And I go around trying to grassroots promote her music and her style. and I want to promote my Annie Lennox persona.
Absolutely. Tell you what, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. You can write me an email there. You can write me on Facebook. You can write me on Twitter. You can write Adam on Twitter. We will advertise pretty much whatever you want, and this includes even if you want us to tell someone to fuck off.
Wow. Are we going to start offering that?
You're damn right we will.
So, like, we could offer to if people want to break up with people over podcast. I don't know if that's ever been done before.
We can break up over podcast. We can tell your ex-girlfriend
that
fuck off.
Or that somebody's pregnant.
We can do that.
This will be like the new – we'll be like the Maury Povich of podcasts.
You have the herpes.
You have the herpes. God, if I had a dollar for every time I said that to my mom.
We can tell someone that they have a sexually transmitted disease. We can send messages, and right now
– happy birthday wishes.
Yeah, and right now you can get it on pretty much on the ground floor. We're offering this pretty cheap. Whatever message you want, we can get out there, whether it be for a business.
And are we hooked up into phones today?
No. I don't think we are. We're still getting that capabilities, but
that's bullshit.
Send us emails and you have a email on your website?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to AdamRayTV.com. AdamRayTV.com.
Where you can also find my newest video starring Brad Williams.
Yes.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
It's funny, right?
It was cut very well.
Yep. Quick, a lot of jokes.
Exactly.
Maybe we can pull it up here at some point.
Perfect for ADD. But now the business is out of the way. Hope you guys had fun. Like I said, please support us. Write us, rate us on iTunes. And, of course, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com and click on the Amazon link. But we do have a guest today.
Yes.
And I don't know how we got two Jews on Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, that's right. It is. Have you had your apples and honey yet, Kev?
I have that every day. That's how Jewy I am.
I have that every day.
Every day, it's apples and honey for me.
God,
that's right. That is the voice you hear is of Kevin Kline, not the actor Kevin Kline.
No, but just as Jewy.
Just as Jewy.
Twice as Jewy.
Twice as Jewy. Is that his slogan?
Yeah, twice.
That's
as
on his
Jewy.
Business card. It was when he moved out here.
Kevin Kline, twice as Jewy.
It's my vanity plate.
Yeah, Kevin Kline, not the actor that played Dave. In the movie Dave, which, how do you like that reference?
How do you like that?
Dave, but Kevin Kline.
How do you like them apples and honey?
There you go. Well, Kevin played. Kline is the host of the Playboy morning show on Sirius Channel 99?
102.
102.
So close.
So close. Three off. There's like, what, 500?
That was Brad's used off? To being shorter than the rest. So
yeah. Get it? Okay,
you were very close.
Because I'm little. Now,
you can't make cookies and also no matter.
That's true.
If you go to that Amazon link off Brad's website and you type in elf, you get free cookies. It's great. So it is kind of, it all comes together.
Kevin, you can be found every morning on Sirius Channel 102, the Playboy morning show, and I can guarantee you, to all of our listeners, Kevin Kline has seen more titties than you have.
I was just going to ask that, and I didn't want to open the gate with that question, but like ballpark number.
Well, you guys have both come by, and Brad's been in far more often, although sometimes we don't know Brad was there until after he's gone. But you were there.
Is there a doggy door for him?
And, yeah, Brad comes in the doggy door. Right. That's why he just comes and goes as he pleases. He's been trained.
I really do. I drive around L.A., I get a little tingle. I go, I got to go to Playboy Radio. And then I just go, do my business, and then
a little
leave.
Tingle.
And then when he's not invited, we just beat him with a newspaper. That's how he learns.
Shoo.
But you came recently.
Yeah.
And like on average, now that we're on TV as well, because they also put the thing on Playboy TV, I would say on average there's 7 titties a day.
Jesus.
7? So one girl only has one?
Yeah. We usually run out of time.
What's her name, by the way? What's
girl.
The one titty wonder?
Changes. It's usually something.
Changes. That's a good stripper name. Changes?
Yes. Changes. Yeah. She's always going through some sort of emotional changes.
Changes. Same one titty.
Exactly. I don't know how the math would work, but it's something like 6-7 titties a year, 7 titties a day.
Yeah,
for 365 days a year. It's been 7 years. It's like got to be at least 100 titties.
That right? would be it.
It's got to be.
Give or take an areola.
Yeah.
Now, give or take it. Now, go ahead.
And basically, now when you, because I know most morning shows, pretty much all morning shows, have meetings after the show to plan what you're doing the next day.
Right.
So when you sit down to plan the show for the following day, do you literally just say, Not enough titties today, people. We need more titties on the show.
I get very political. More titties. We need more titties. I kind of try to sound a little bit like JFK. I have ideas based on who's like. We had Terry Fader come in, the ventriloquist.
Right, right.
So, and he was going to do ventriloquism, which doesn't really play on radio. So I said, sure. How about we give him vagtriloquism, and a woman will speak to him through her vagina. And we try. And we,
how does that? Now, at what point in your life did your brain just kind of make a shift and go, you know what? I'm going to be able to start. Like, not only am I quick witted, because you are very funny. That's what I was impressed by.
Thank you.
On the show is you're not just hosting a tit fest. You're very quick. But like what you just
fest. That's good.
But what you just did right there, like, and you're on the spot. You're like, you know what? No, we got this ventriloquist. He's great. We want to showcase his talents. But we also got these hot women. What about if they talk through their pussies? Is that kind of what you?
That's how it works. Yeah. Just like that. You're basically like looking inside of my brain because I said ventriloquist. I almost said, you know what? Cancel him. I don't think it's going to work on radio. And then we go, well, we have four girls already lined up. And I looked at the pictures, and the women were really pretty because they're Playboy models. And I said, do you think one of them would wear crotchless panties? And they go, she already said she's wearing crotchless panties because I guess they planned that out ahead of time because women like to have their outfits planned.
Sure.
I said, well, do you think we could attach string to the crotchless panties and tie them around her back and then move them in such a way that they would flap open and close?
Oh, my God.
And we could try to do some vagtriloquism.
Oh, my
God. And then vagtriloquism was born. And now Terry Fader sent an email saying he would never like to return to our show. And I think we may have
well, you know what? That's his loss.
His Vegas show.
How do you upset a man with puppets?
Yeah, that's how. That's
cut to 8 months from now, you hear like Vegas, like at the Bellagio, vagtriloquism starring Terry Fader.
Yeah.
How, at what lengths do you have to go to where a man puts his hand up puppets' asses, tells jokes, many of them dirty, by the way, and then comes into your show and goes, you know what? I feel like I'm exploiting myself. I feel like this is not good for me.
You know what's interesting is that he's got a really hot wife, like an unbelievably way out of his league wife that used to be his assistant. Like, magicians get all the credit for having.
Is she a person
or
a puppet?
She's a person.
Okay.
As I found out after trying to stick my hand. she's a woman and she's beautiful. Like you would see her and you'd go, oh, this girl is an absolute, like an LA 10. Mm-hmm. And I go, how does he get. Yeah, he's a ventriloquist and you wouldn't think ventriloquists get ass.
Sure.
And it turns out that she hates him and likes his money.
Oh, well, there you go.
That was what I could figure. He didn't admit that wasn't how he put it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's so what her body language suggested.
Sure, body language says
see,
a lot. That's
there you go, guys. There is your lesson. Let's say that you dig ditches. Let's say that you clean sewers. Let's say that you're a midget comedian and you base your act solely on midget jokes and not having any talent whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Just an example. how do you get women? Make money.
That's right.
Make a lot of it.
Or if this podcast doesn't succeed, which, by the way, I hear wonderful things about. In fact, just before you guys went on the air, do you call it on the air? I heard some guy say, hey, you guys, like, whoever gives you your pep talk, this podcast is getting pretty big. You're going to have to start doing things legally, which is kind of right? Which is a good note to get.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I was like, whoa, these guys are legit. They have to start following the rules.
Yeah. I know, right?
They kicked out all the Cuban hookers right before the show.
Well, a couple are still in the bathroom.
I'm still down here.
But how good would it be if you toured around as a ventriloquist and put Brad on your knee?
I mean, you're talking about things that haven't already been discussed. This is clearly my hope for the podcast is it gets so big that I can quit doing stand-up.
Yeah.
I can make enough money to surgically create some sort of, like, pocket inside Brad's ass for my hand.
That's right there.
They have those surgeries down in Mexico.
Yeah.
They did. And I'm pretty sure Kobe Bryant took one of his whores down to Germany. That's when they got that thing done, that procedure.
Right.
So it can be done. It can happen. So
procedure is such a fancy word to cover up, like, something really like shady and disgusting sometimes,
right?
Isn't it? Like my procedure, you're like, oh, you mean your, you mean your, I don't know, your clit fell off.
In the case of Kobe Bryant, he meant abortion. That's what they meant there.
Funny.
Actually, you, Adam Ray, would be the second celebrity to use me as a puppet.
Wow, I'm not even a celebrity. Who's the first one?
The first one was the king of Twitter himself, Justin Bieber.
What?
Justin Bieber used me as a puppet. This is a true story.
What?
Have I not told this on this podcast yet?
No.
Holy shit.
First of all, I'm pretty upset that you haven't just shared any sort of Justin Bieber encounters far.
How do you go from being stand-in to puppet? How does that work with Bieber?
Here's what happened. I was doing a set at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, And then all of
a sudden... Which he frequents. He goes there.
Yeah, and we didn't know that he was going to be there, but all of a sudden, these, like, three bodyguards, and they're Israeli bodyguards, so you know they're good.
Right.
They storm into the place and, like, start... They, like, start looking under chairs and start checking things, and we're like, holy shit, is the president coming? Like, what's going on? Sure enough, Bieber walks in with a... entourage, so to speak, and he's got the girlfriend, Selena Gomez.
His parents.
Yes. Yeah. And walks in and starts watching the show. Now, there's the picture of me and the Biebs.
Jesus, oh, and fucking Dean Del Rey slips his face in there.
Yeah. Bitch. Comedian Dean Del Rey is in the background.
Just trying to get every
totally photobomb my damn man. Bieber What's, picture.
I can't tell what the creepiest part of the photo is. It's the fully aged dwarf in the foreground, the kid superstar in the fedora.
Trying to look like he's 40.
Or Dean Del Rey, who may be 75 at this point.
It's always going to go with Dean Del Rey. Here's the thing. Dean photobombing wouldn't have been so bad if he wasn't making that face that was basically saying, I'm going to fuck both these kids.
Yeah, right.
I know.
I will repost. I will repost this photo up on my Twitter so you guys can have a look at it. Yeah, so all the comedians see that it's Bieber, and we start talking like, well, who's going to talk about him? Who's going to make fun of him? And none of the comedians wanted to make fun of him. Me, I'll make fun of Bieber. When am I going to have this chance to his face? Yeah. This is awesome. So when I start my set, I go up on stage and say, hey, just so you guys know in the Laugh Factory audience, we have a celebrity. We have some celebrities here. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are here. That's right. Hollywood's hottest lesbian couple.
Did it get a smattering of applause? Did it get booze?
It got a big laugh, and then Bieber laughed. And then Bieber yelled out from the balcony. He was sitting up in the balcony section of the Laugh Factory. He yells out, hey, bro, you want to come up here and sit on my lap, eh?
He said that.
Sit on my lap.
In a Latino voice.
That was supposed to be a Canadian, but...
Wow.
You sure it wasn't Selena Gomez that yelled at you?
Brad Williams, worst impressionist and voice actor of all time.
That's me.
Although he does do a great Irish or Scottish. What did you do last week?
I think I did an Irish.
Completely threw me off. Can you just give Kev a little taste?
Because, you know, Kevin Klein, I can do an Irish accent. I kind of stuttered a little bit. I went into British. What the fuck? I lost it.
It's like I've traveled
Where
the whole
are the Lucky
world?
Charms?
I didn't have my Lucky Charms this morning.
That's the one you need to get
I
down.
Suck.
You're a little person. That's like the most important accent to get.
Right. That'll give me work for years to come. So what are we doing?
Five. Till.
Okay. Oh, we're doing a break today? Oh, who knew? Okay. We're doing a break today. All right. But yeah, so he calls me up there to sit on his lap. I do. And I watch Eliza Schlesinger perform. She went on next.
Sure.
And we were just watching the show, and I'm just sitting on Bieber's lap, and I'm thinking, this is just a creepy moment right now, because I'm sitting on an 18-year-old's lap.
Again.
Mm-hmm. You know, last time we had to burn the footage, but whatever. And
no, I've got it. So what are people doing at this point?
People are watching,
applauding or scared.
People are applauding Justin. They're laughing at Eliza, and then they keep looking back to like, is a dwarf really sitting on Justin Bieber's lap right now? And I kept asking him like, hey dude, you have 6 billion followers on Twitter. Can you say this right now? Can you say that I'm funny? Because it would literally change my life. Mm-hmm. If Justin Bieber writes on Twitter like, hey, Brad Williams is really funny. It changes my life. And he goes, no, I don't run my Twitter, eh? There's the fucking Mexican accent.
I don't run my Twitter.
Hey, don't you know, could it be that you think that I run my own Twitter?
Oh, that's Canadian sound.
Huh? Nailed it. Finally. I knew we'd come around to it.
That's my Canadian accent. There it is. Please, tweet me at FunnyBrad what voices you want me to fuck up. That would be great. But
yeah, we should actually have a little actually, let's say that right now. Let's have people tweet at Brad what accent they want him to try to learn. And by next Monday, you will have to try to work on that. Whatever, we'll pick one by the end of the week.
Sure.
And whatever voice it is, you'll have to come in and Monday.
Okay.
And we're going to call a business. We're going to prank call a business, and you're going to do it in that accent.
Okay. We can do that. But Justin kind of explained it to me, and it made perfect sense. Justin is, at the time, I think he was 18 years old, 19 years old, something like that.
Perfect.
And keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. And when you were 18, 19, if you had access to a device that could instantly communicate your thoughts at 18 years old to 6 million people.
Sure.
Would that be a good idea for you at 18?
No.
Yeah, you'd be like, well, this sock sure got crusty fast. Like, those are the kind of things that you would be saying at 18, 19 years old.
Well, I didn't start jerking off until I was 27. So.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Bloomer.
So that is the reason why he doesn't tweet, which makes – which you think about it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, that, can you imagine, though, that what that tweet could have would have done?
I would have had – so
because he would have tweeted the picture too, so people would have seen you and then been like, "This guy's." I mean, that's six. How many does he have? Six million.
6 million, something like that. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I posted the photo on my Twitter not too long ago when it happened. And based on that, I got fan groups. I got I got probably over 500 new followers.
People
were just
people responded. Selena Gomez never looked so horrible. I realized it was Brad. Fucking bloated, stumpy Selena Gomez.
Bloated, stumpy. She looks way hotter when she's photoshopped.
Yeah. You got to be careful because all those the little girls that like him and the old men, they see you and you're like a threat now.
Right.
You're right there on Bieber.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, they know they can't compete with the cuteness of a little person.
Absolutely.
They know they have no shot.
You really can't make fun of Bieber either. Like anytime I've tried to people have always put me in check. They're like, yeah, you can make fun of him, dude, but he was discovered on YouTube by Usher when he was 12. What were you doing at 12? And I was like, all right, well, you know, I was making my sister smell my farts I trapped in a cup. So clearly we were on like different paths.
The sad part is now if you videotaped that, you probably could have gotten discovered at 12 too. I mean, for something completely different.
Right.
Why has no one made a big deal that Usher is discovering 12-year-olds on the internet? How come that just kind of happened and everyone's cool with it? I'd be like, what are you doing? What are you Googling?
Yeah, what are you Googling
YouTubing,
kids?
Musical 12-year-olds? I mean, seriously, it's weird.
Yeah, he was Googling 12-year-olds holding onto a large stick, thinking that was going to be something, and then turned out to be Bieber playing the drums.
Wow.
So he's like, oh, well, oh, hey, he could actually play.
Guess if you know I sign him, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well,
that was my
I
don't even know what that was.
Was that Bieber or Usher?
Michael Jackson.
Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, Jay Leno.
I raped the kid or something.
Or something. I think he was more specific about it.
More Wi-Fi. Just yell out shit.
Sound guy.
That's how we always got the kids, was pills, wine, and Wi-Fi.
That's right.
Sound guy Gint, do we have to take a break right now? All right, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with our guest, Kevin Kline. This is the About Last Night show.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe you'd see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord. No, I'm just a fool, and I'm loving somebody. Don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? I sang your songs, I danced your dance, I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be. I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you. And if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel. Cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I
All right. That was a – was that Jack Johnson? Yeah. We got a little Jack Johnson action. Like we're just hanging out in the luau. This is the About Last Night show. We are back.
Jack Johnson is – he blew up pretty quick. But it's like you really – I can't – I couldn't give you one name of one of his songs because – you know, people say there's some guys that just all their shit sound the same, like Green Day, U2, even though, you know, U2 is a great band.
Sure.
A lot of shit sounds the same. Jack Johnson, I feel like that last song was just.
You just got to combine words together, like bubbles and like a surf term. And then you've got the name of a song, probably.
Bubble Wave.
Sweet Sand.
Probably. Exactly. They're probably both big songs.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
And there's a dude that just, I think he just lives in Hawaii or something, right? And he just does his thing.
Beach Sweat.
Beach Sweat, big one, big album, I think.
We actually have our first. I got a tweet that someone wants to do a shout out. So they paid money for it.
Wait, and, no, what is this?
Now you can go to my
website. Wait, the service that we just offered as far as people.
He's listening live.
Paying for us to call somebody out.
I mean, I'm hoping that he comes through and actually pays me. He said he would, but I feel like I should do it.
Yeah, we got to figure out a system for that so that we're not just telling people to fuck off and then not seeing any sort of, like, you know, benefit from that. That's a quick way to lose listeners, by the way, Brad. So I hope you've really thought through this promotional thing we're going to start doing.
Horrible business.
Yeah, it's a horrible
I have a PayPal account.
We're taking ads on IOU.
Yeah.
This is bad.
That'll work, right?
Yeah, until he calls another podcast and pays them to tell you to fuck off and he wants your money.
That's what I'll do.
Gonna back so go for it. What's the guy's name?
It's not a name. He wants me to promote his fantasy football team.
Jesus Christ!
So Tebow Take the Wheel is the dominant fantasy football team.
This waste of time has been brought to you by Brad Williams. Hit him up at Funny Brad and tell him to fuck off.
That's what they told me.
Jesus Christ.
Tebow Take the Wheel is going to take the league title this year.
All right. I mean,
hey, we are dancing monkeys, sir. We are whores, and if you want to pay us,
hey, speak for yourself.
Just me then.
I'm not 15 anymore.
You literally just you got paid because of that. I'm splitting this money for you. All right, fair enough.
You just got seven hypothetical dollars from Tebow Takes the Wheel. Congratulations.
What am I gonna do with
that
money?
Don't spend all that fake money in one fake place.
Well, I might go to Subway.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it's like we just played the Monopoly game over here.
How long have you been doing? When did you start doing radio?
Kevin Klein is our guest, host of the Playboy Morning Show on Sirius Satellite
Before
Radio.
Before moving out to LA to do the Playboy thing, I was at K Rock in New York.
Okay.
That used to be a station. It's not there anymore. But it was like
they had Stern, right?
Stern was a morning guy, and then then one of the DJs went to jail because he bragged about how he didn't pay taxes on the radio, not realizing that he's speaking to the biggest city in the country, and maybe there'd be someone from the IRS listening. So they looked into it and they said, "Well, lo and behold, the guy's not paid taxes in a long time."
Idiot.
Well, that was easy.
So his loss, which was prison time, was my gain because I happened to be new in New York and I had been doing radio elsewhere, and they said, "Oh, why don't you come and start doing the thing he was doing while he's in jail?" Which is great because he thought I was somehow responsible for him getting locked up or something, which I had nothing to do with.
Sure.
But so I was doing that for a while, and then it's when the whole Sirius XM thing started, and they said they were starting a Playboy channel, and I like waking up with naked women every morning, and I said, it's about time. I'm almost 30. So moved to LA.
And you've gotten this job has allowed you to do some crazy things. Like you get trips to Vegas. You get to obviously go to all the events at the mansion.
A lot of this weekend I'm going to be going to Hugh Hefner's son's 21st birthday.
Jesus, what's that going to be like?
Apparently.
Is his son pretty cool?
His son
a
is.
Direct descendant of you?
His 21 year, his youngest son, who's the only, I don't know, he's got a couple other sons. His youngest son's very cool. He's like the new, he's kind of like learning how to run things because wants to be involved.
Good for him.
And and he's like been, I mean, he goes to these Playboy clubs they open, like they just opened a Playboy club in Germany in case you want to like goose step with an erection. And,
if you want a goose step, is that the name of one of the girls there?
I think it's the German Nazi march. I don't know.
I'm going to go to the Playboy Club.
It's hotter than an oven in this club.
I'm going to goose step with my fragging douche.
So he goes to these like openings, and he's an ambassador to brand. And Playboy's, they have a legitimate international following that's,
Right,
yeah.
I know people, like, it's funny because we all grew up pretty much around the same time where Playboy was the option, really. Like, if you wanted to satiate your penis in your treehouse or in your shed.
Yeah.
Always in a shed.
Wow, do treehouses still exist?
I hope so.
I don't know. I feel like insurance would be.
Right, because, yeah, now...
I mean, there's a lawsuit happy.
Yeah, unless it's some kid who just says, I like nails and wood.
But I think sheds exist. Sheds are the creepiest structure. Sheds are the van of the permanent structure community, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, so if you were to masturbate in a treehouse or a shed, what's going to make you feel more like you're doing something really
I don't know.
Awful?
I like treehouse because you get, like, the, not the Mile High Club, but you kind of get, you kind of get that illusion.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're kind of up there.
Yeah, birds are definitely watching you.
Sure.
If you saw Brad in a tree.
Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? I think I was dead.
Making personal cookies.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God.
This is my own special brand of glaze, gentlemen.
I mean, the freakiest thing. I don't think you could ever eat a cookie or look at a tree again. But so yeah, he's cool, and I do get to do like the Playboy Man. Probably the coolest gig is the Playboy Man. And I sound like I know I come across like a total douche when people say things like, "How many times have you been to the mansion?" And I go, "I really don't." Like I had my bachelor party there
recently.
When I got before I got married and brought like a bunch of my
What? You're married now?
Yeah, I got married like 6 months ago or something.
Shit. You're the host of the Playboy Morning Show. No, he's saying congrats. I say. What the fuck, sir?
Yeah, it was one of those moves that seemed like I had to do it because when I started doing the show, there was another comedian that I did. I'm not a comedian, but there was a guy that was a comedian who did the show with me, and he took advantage of all of the fun that you could imagine.
Sure.
And I had some fun with it, too, at first.
Sure.
But once you start having sex with all the guests that come in and all the Playboy girls, they kind of it creates a weird thing, and they want to. So basically, what I'm saying is, try not to have sex with me today, guys, because it's going to create a weird.
I was going to say, well, that was my next question. How many times did you fuck Brad before you were like, all right, now you can come through the doggy door, and it's not going to be awkward.
I don't know if you know this, but we had a three-way with Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. That's how he got on the show.
Oh, really? That's how?
That's how.
You must have high calorie semen because that guy is huge and fat now. So I don't know how much he swallowed of you. But my God,
he took it all. Now,
and then, where did you meet your now wife?
I just met her at a bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Called J-Date.
Classic love.
No, not called J-Date. No, it's not. I did want to launch. I know you saw this on Twitter, but I do want to launch a dating service for Jewish singles that like oral sex called BJ Date.
I think that
is going to be.
I like that.
The hackiest dating site around.
No, nothing wrong with that. Was it? I think Jeff Ross has the joke where he says, "I watched a Jewish porno. It's called I Don't Do That."
Yeah, that's about right. That sounds about right.
Wow! So you just met her at a bar.
Wait,
now
you said you don't want to sound douchey talking about going to the mansion, and I shared this when I went on your show how I had one opportunity to go to the Midsummer Nights party.
That's right.
And my ex at the time
horrible,
just
sad.
Didn't tell me not to go, but she said she asked why I wanted to go. And I
because it's the fucking Playboy Mansion.
she's a clinical.
Imagine walking into a room where The Notebook is playing on 37 TVs right in front of you.
Exactly. She's clinical psychology grad school, so it was like a lot of like reverse like where she was like, well, why do you need to go? And I was like, well, I don't need to go. Yeah. It's one of those things that you want to like if when you're a kid, you don't need to go to Disneyland. Yeah. You want to go because you've heard so much about it, and you want
to
see Mickey live.
Yeah. If someone offers you tickets,
and by Mickey,
Super Bowl.
I mean real just giant titties next to a hot tub.
Mickey titties.
Mickey titties, which is gonna be my kid's name,
Mickey
whether
titties.
It's a boy or girl.
That is an awesome.
Right. But grab them; they feel real.
There's certain things if people offer you. It doesn't matter if you don't like either of the teams in the Super Bowl. Someone offers you tickets,
you just
it's almost like a reaction. You just absolutely.
Guess what? I was completely faithful the whole time, and I was gonna be going to the mansion, and I tried to explain that to her, and I was like, "Look, I want to go, but she couldn't get it. And I was gonna be with one of my good buddies, who she knew, and his girlfriend, but she just the whole vibe of Playboy. Was just not, and she was a super cool chick, man. But that, like, she also long distance. I think the insecurities crept in. But
yep.
The idea of Playboy and everything, I think she had built up in her head was just crazy madness. And
Kevin,
I'm sure some of those parties are. But
yeah, you'll back this up. It's not like when you walk into the Playboy Mansion, they just hand you a girl and say, "Here is your whore." Like they don't do that.
No, you got to wait at least 3 minutes. No,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's not. Look, some of the stuff that people fear happens does happen. I have seen and experienced some things there. They've got hidden bedrooms and like weird.
Is there really like the lagoon? Is that what it's called?
The grotto.
Is there really? I mean, how often
the lagoon is for Hef's colored guests? they all go. Hey, Jamal, go down to the lagoon. It's a lot more shallow, the water, so no one has to swim in it.
Oh, my God.
God.
But why do I got to take a boat there?
I just saw Amazon's no longer a sponsor of the show.
God.
Just lost Amazon.
Damn it.
If you want to buy boat for the lagoon, you can go to Amazon.com.
Yeah, Michael in Detroit told us just to tell his dad to fuck off, so I think we're okay.
Yeah, that's right. The grotto, I mean, the things you see, and it depends sometimes, like, because there's certain things that happen there. They've got the real Hugh Hefner parties that happen.
Right.
Where it's Hef's gas, the ratio is like 7 women for every one guy.
Jesus.
The guys that are there are pretty much celebrities.
And Pauly Shore.
And Pauly Shore. And then there's the other parties where like a corporation will rent it out for the night. And it's a little bit different, but that time it could be there was some fundraiser there one time I was going, and I want to say like more guys than women there.
Right.
The grotto at one point was like a bunch of naked guys kind of in their boxers waiting for women to jump in too. Because they thought if they jump, like everyone knows, the way it works is like if a bunch of naked guys jump in a pool, a naked woman is not going to then jump in the pool.
That's not how it works.
No.
She's asking for an aqua raping.
Yeah.
You need to, like, the women jump in first, and then it's kind of like a free for all in the water.
Sure, sure.
So that's like a very important thing. But the real Hugh Hefner type soirees are every bit as wonderful as, like, I'd love to say, it's not as good as you think.
And it's still happening because somebody told me once that, like, they've scaled back and it's not as crazy.
There's people that say that, see, I can't, nothing.
People got kicked out because I've been going
to parties since the 1980s and they used to be piles of blow all over.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe that's true and maybe some of that stuff has gotten, you know, with lawsuits and
obviously.
Stuff. But when I've seen stuff as recently as like a few months ago, it's like, the worst party there is better than the best party that anyone's ever been to.
Of course.
I mean, it's just bar none.
Is it, like, consistent that something crazy always happens? Like, there's always one thing you walk away going, oh, my God. Like, that just stands out where you're like, everybody saw this or late at night.
Every time you're there, you will see the hottest woman you've ever seen in your entire life completely naked and you didn't even have to try. And you'll say things like, that's it. I'll never see a better looking naked woman. Like, not a flaw. Like, you're almost searching. They hand you flashlights so you can, like, look for flaws on some of these women.
Jesus.
Right. Internally, I'm sure there's all sorts of flaws.
And then in walks Judith Light from Who's the Boss. And you're like, wow. Well, I guess I should shut my mouth.
But then, like, some of the best things, like, one time, I think I'm accidentally responsible for Owen Wilson when he fell off the wagon. Because I didn't.
Really?
I ran into him one of my first times there. I've had a lot of faux pas there. Because I'm not a celebrity, but I get to go because of my job.
Sure.
And I was at the bar one time, and he was at the bar. And I said, yeah, you need anything? Because it was a crowd of people.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, let me just get like club soda. And I thought he meant club soda vodka. Who's drinking just club soda?
Yeah,
so I said, hey, let me get two club soda vodkas. He didn't hear me order it. And I turned around and handed it to him.
Ooh.
And then like 3 days later, I hear that like, he tried to kill himself because he fell off the wagon again. And I was thinking, horrible.
So
I just handed
blame
this guy.
You think he wasn't?
I think that I handed him a club soda vodka, and he was probably his first drop of alcohol in a while.
So I probably shouldn't be drinking this, man.
Yeah.
So blame you for him falling off the wagon. Who do we blame for the nose?
That was after he dove into the lagoon. He should have gone grotto. He went lagoon.
Well, Darrell made a point. He said, hey, man, this is my lagoon.
This is my lagoon.
They use the mansion for, like, other parties and stuff that aren't just, right, like, during the day, like.
Yeah, there's like, things.
Like, there's charities. Are there, like, Make-A-Wish? Hold that thought. Is there ever, like, a party where a Make-A-Wish kid or somebody of that nature gets to come and experience? Like, has there ever been that? Kids like, I just want to see the mansion. Or,
I'm sure that is.
Or even an adult. That's.
I think the rules are you got to be 18. So I don't.
That's.
Although Hef does do like a thing on Easter where like you could see like Pamela Anderson's kids and like Fred Durst's kids looking for eggs on the property. They always end up
eggs,
right?
Yeah.
They do have like some things there. Sure. You see, like youngster playmates will bring their children by,
which is creepy.
Yeah, it's like the kind of thing I don't like. I love to talk to you, but I don't want to hear about your child.
Yeah, they're looking in eggs in an area where 6 guys have come. It's like, I don't really know if I want my kid digging in that pile of grass.
How did your 7-year-old get pregnant? Easter egg hunt.
Just happened. Squatted in the lawn. Now she's pregnant.
Yeah, I remember the one time that I've gone, one of the best nights of my life. I wanted to do the whole mansion experience, so I went around to the animal cages where they have all the exotic animals.
That's right.
That's how they let you in. That's how they let you into the mansion, through the animal cages.
Well, yes. Brad was dressed as a parrot, and they said, "Hey, man, you're on in 5 minutes.
Go."
And I remember the birds there, which they have a lot of exotic birds, parrots, and they were actually they've been around so much sex that literally, as you walk by, the parrots go. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Party want a blowjob? Like that type of shit?
Exactly.
Wow, man.
Exactly. One of them said Lohan at some point. It was nuts. Like, and that was just like the part where I'm like, wow, so this shit really does happen.
Yeah.
Because no one just sits next to the birdcage and goes, okay, they play like sounds of sex tapes or anything like that. It's got to be a legit event where some people are going down. There's enough moaning where the birds pick up on that.
Yeah.
And that's insane to me. Now, I've got a question for you, and this is kind of back to your personal life, because us as comics, it's hard for us to date because the women don't believe that – they think that when we do – that we just come off stage, there's like just an avalanche of pussy just mm-hmm. waiting for us, avalanche of pussy.
Yeah, and you know
great
what?
Great band, by the way.
Yeah, but, and there are for some people.
Sure.
But not everybody is leading that lifestyle, and I think they just assume that we're in that –
right,
that tier of people that are just getting. If you're a comic and you're doing like remotely well, they're like, oh, it's just every night people come in.
Yeah. So how did you convince a woman that, hey, babe, I know I go on the radio every morning and look at 6.5 titties, mm-hmm. but or 7, I don't round it up. But none of these women are going to be doing anything to me. I'm just looking at naked women. This is my job. How did that conversation go?
Yeah, about as well as I'm sure you could imagine it went, which is not well. I mean, the conversation still happens. I mean, that's
really
the thing, because days will she'll. It's so hard to hide. See, for a while we would just do stuff on the radio. You could always just say, we were just doing that on the radio. That didn't really happen. There was,
sure,
that was
sure,
no
sure.
women. That was me doing voices. You know. And then now, like,
now you have Playboy
even,
TV.
I mean, even in the years I've been there,
yeah.
even before it was live on TV, the last hour, the picture started, the tweet started,
sure.
everything. Like, you maybe had to worry about a picture getting on MySpace, but who the hell was on MySpace anyway, so it didn't matter.
Right.
But now, every once in a while, she'll see a picture of something happening, and she'll mm-hmm. say, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I can't pretend it didn't happen.
So,
like, it's there.
How did you cover when I came into the studio dressed in a frog suit and leapfrogged over 3 naked playmates?
I said it was a make-a-wish for you. You were the make-a-wish.
This little frog dwarf wanted to...
look at this frog with leukemia. Look at him jump.
Whoa, the Frog Prince Midget? That's a great Disney
there
movie.
There we go. Come on, Disney. Make this happen.
A girl kisses the frog, hoping it'll turn into a prince, and it turns into a frog midget.
Frog midget.
Because that happened. I came on the show, and yeah, you dressed me in a frog outfit, and I leapfrogged over. It was on Leap Day. It was on February 29th.
By the way, just another example of how great our business is, that there are that is even a possibility.
Right.
When in your life did you ever think, first of all, that you'd be on the Playboy radio show?
Never.
When in your life did you think you'd be dressed as a frog?
Well.
All right. Well. All right.
Well, I'd say if he's doing odds at a young age, he's like, will they ever dress me as a frog when I'm an adult? 85%.
Yeah,
will ever
exactly.
go Playboy? 2%.
2%.
But, you know, you hit that Venn diagram right in the middle.
Absolutely. But you've had me do some crazy stuff.
Isn't it
as well.
Nice though? Like when Adam comes on, we just mm-hmm. go, "Hey, Adam, come on in." But when Brad
talk
comes
about
on,
yourself,
we always go, "Brad, there's 6 costumes you could choose from. Which one would look the most adorable?"
And that's why he's always a better guest.
And I say yes, because I'm going on Playboy Radio. And there was that. There was the time that
Brad took a woman. I don't know if you wanted to talk about this.
Oh, probably, yeah, sure.
But he successfully was able to. I think you banged the Playboy model that
we
met on our show.
I did.
And Adam was making strides with one of the women who works on mm-hmm. the show.
Right.
And I thought that there was going to be some sort of like a follow up or something.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you don't know what I'm...
You were oblivious to this whole thing?
Sometimes I miss out on the signals.
Seriously?
And what?
I'm not looking.
She said something like, yeah, he gave me my number or something. He never hit me up. And I said, and she's really cute, like 22, right out of college.
Adam, do we have to have a conversation?
I mean,
do we have
maybe,
to,
yeah.
Do we have to revisit your training?
I drop the ball sometimes like that, man, where I don't...
But people have to understand, and I've done the same thing, where... Adam used to be the fat kid. I was the dwarf in high school that wasn't popular and didn't get laid till he was 20.
Yeah, but
so we revert back to that sometimes,
sure.
Where we don't believe that a woman like the
yeah.
woman that you've described, and I know who you're talking about,
right?
Like we don't believe that a woman like that,
right, but
is interested in
nah,
us.
Nah, but and I hear what you're saying, but I think mm-hmm. you and I are both at a point in our lives where I think that's
we just
somewhat...
know the pussy's falling from the sky.
No,
motherfucker.
No, but it's like I also just am not like my mind is also not always. Like when if I'm traveling a lot during the week and weekend, and my mind's just that shit like that will just sometimes slip.
Right, especially because we come in like it's early. First of all, it's early in the morning. You've just seen. There's a lot you have to process.
Sure.
And the last thing you're thinking is like, even though maybe it's a lot of naked women running around, the last thing you're thinking is like, I guess I want to fuck one of these girls. It's it's 9:45 in the morning. And
also out here, man, people are giving numbers and shit on, and hit me up all the time. And I guess I just I don't know, man.
Sir, who was a guest that came in that maybe you had, because you have guests all the time. Who was a guest that came in that maybe you had high expectations for, and then just like was banned, like absolutely not. We're not gonna have that person back ever again.
At Funny Brad.
Oh, really?
No, that's not true. I mean, God, there's some comedians. I hate to like, because comedians. There's some comedians, as you know, that are they're good comedians, like on stage material they've worked on for a long time, but they can't be conversationally funny even a little bit.
Yeah,
like they can't.
It's a skill, man. Like it's just as much. And that's why some writers who try stand up can't do it, because they just can't. They got one piece of the skill set, but they can't do.
And it's sometimes it's shocking to think, like, you'll set them up with the biggest, because we're in an environment where, like, if you're even funny a little bit, there's a lot of things to, like, riff on.
Totally. Right,
like,
women
is trampling this, and Brad running around a frog suit.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of things to, like, be funny about.
Absolutely.
It's not like we're sitting in a board meeting.
Sure.
You know?
Right. And you have all the topics and things you guys cover. There's so many moments for just little quick jabs and commentary on
things.
But
the other thing, too, and you guys can, I guess, comment on this more than I guess I could, because I'm a little bit desensitized to it, but when a woman, especially like my co-host, has got like great titties and she likes getting naked.
Andrea Lowell has perfect titties,
pulls,
by the way.
When girls are like, there's almost something in your brain. It's like you kind of, we've trained ourselves to be funny a little bit just to try to get laid.
Yeah.
But then once a woman's clothing is off, it's very hard to like continue. Like you kind of almost switch modes. And we've had a lot of people that have been hilarious, and then as soon as a woman gets naked, they forget they like lose the ability to speak because they're just staring at titties.
We're,
like black comedians, especially around like naked white titties, it is like, you know, I mean, it is scary to them.
So do you think it's,
I think
almost
I've seen
like
an infomercial about this late at night, something about
for
like
ITT Tech. How it starts.
So yeah, like they see titties and then it's kind of like, all right, well, I was funny enough to see titties, mission accomplished.
Right, and then they kind of shut down. They shut down for the day.
Yeah,
like autopilot. And then they kind of almost like the voice changes and it's like they have a weird strut all of a sudden. What happened? You were being very funny, and I was like, hey, baby, this is good shit. What do we want to get out of here? It's like we have 45 minutes of radio left to do. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh my god.
But the guest that I. You know, like, there's some people that have come in. Like, I'm a big fan of Weird Al. Mm-hmm. Weird Al came in.
Oh, that's
awesome.
But
he didn't want, because some of these people have a family audience, I guess.
Yeah, you're getting some of these celebrities at different stages of their life that maybe the conversation you want to have, because you finally have that opportunity, it's not the conversation you're going to get to.
Yeah, and they don't, and like, they get concerned about their own.
Sure.
Same thing happened with Terry I was talking about earlier, but like, they get concerned that they may lose out on this big gig they have at theme parks or something if a video gets out of them singing music with girls, you know doing jump rope.
Yeah, 25 years from now, Brad's going to come in. You're going to have a beaver suit already. You're going to be like, hey, man, dress up in the beaver and go down on the beaver. Yeah. And he's going to be like, look, man, I got 6 kids.
Yeah, I can't do this
They're
anymore.
All taller than me. I can't do this. I can't do this right now.
I'm a professional leprechaun. I perfected my Irish accent finally.
All my kids are Irish.
Only took me 55 years to do. But I finally got it down. So I could definitely understand that. But you've definitely created an environment, and you've created a radio show that comics want to come on the show, not just to promote their stuff, but also, like you said, it's 9 in the morning, and we have perfect 10 tits in our
heads. You know, Bert Kreischer was he's a great guy and a funny comedian. He said something the other day. He was in there, which was like the biggest compliment I think anyone's ever. He said, you guys were kind of doing podcasting before everyone started podcasting, in the sense that you don't have to go through all the same kind of radio bullshit that even like some shows on SiriusXM have to go through. Like it's more like an open form of conversation, and you don't have to really, you could just talk. It's like hanging out and talking, but we just happen to have, you know, beautiful women bouncing around. Tomorrow, Rob Delaney is coming by.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, King of Twitter.
And he's going to be doing one of our Playboy's top tweets versus Playboy's top teats, where he basically goes into.
I mean, that's a great idea. Now, did you come up with that?
I'm sure it's one of the horrible warped ideas. But basically, he will be tweeting against a bevy of topless women about random topics, and we'll see who can come up with the tweets the fastest and the funniest.
Well, it'd be interesting too, because these Playboy models that you have come in always have a lot of Twitter followers. Delaney's got a lot of Twitter followers. I always find it fascinating when like a porn star retweets me, or like a Playboy model who has 127,000 followers, but I don't get any love back. And I realize, these are just men waiting for jerk off material.
Absolutely,
like that's it.
You would think that would double your Twitter following,
right?
Like, I mean, it's jerking off to this little man. Little man material.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure, Jaden James is hot, but fuck.
Yeah, this, look at this little man in a frog suit with facial hair.
That is the one thing, though, when people listen to your show, and hopefully all our listeners will tune in if they're not already. But like, and that's again, and not to be redundant, but when I went in there, it was like not only the setup was great, and you guys, everything was just very professional. But I was just when I was sitting there watching, even outside, it's like you guys just move really fast, and excuse me, yet you're I guess that's why I'm asking if you had any sort of like comedic training or anything before all that, because you're rapid fire with your jokes, and it's not like it all always fits in the context of what you're talking about, and it plays off of Andrea great, and it's not like not always like filthy shit. It's just like it's just quick and
yeah. Sometimes people say like, and I appreciate that. Sometimes people say like, hey, you know, you're kind of like you come across as too smart. Which I don't understand because I just made like a third grade joke.
And for sure,
like, I'm too smart for who?
But like that's
the half-wit that's listening right now in Wisconsin.
Yeah, right. But it's great that you can go either way like that. If you see some dirty jokes,
it's weird because I do feel like there's especially when you guys come in because I feel like it's a weird world to throw you into. Like it's fun to have naked women around you when they want to be naked around you, and I think it's a strange thing. And I think both of you handled it very well. Some people don't handle it so well because they almost feel very
they have to act a certain way.
Yes, yeah. Like they have this pressure where they don't want to come across like comedians. I think a lot of times are funniest when they're making fun of themselves.
Sure.
And sometimes they don't want to do that in front of a hot naked Playboy model,
right?
Because they're like, I'm in a room with a playmate who may or may not be naked in 5 seconds. I don't want to make fun of myself for having
right. Not exactly the best time to go into. Let me tell you how small my dick is.
Right, right. Like, yeah,
they probably feel like you got to overcompensate a little bit and be like more of a dude and be like, just maybe say things that are going to be out of character.
Yeah, like a comedian will come in 1 week and he'll talk about his rash, and then I'll like a couple weeks later, how's your rash? He goes, what are you talking about, dude? I don't have a rash in front of the girl. It never happened.
You mean if by rash you mean 12-inch cock?
Yeah.
Then yes.
Has anybody ever
it's
referred to it as a rash?
Just fine.
Yeah.
They try. Yeah. They just try to switch it up. Kevin, I also commend you because you are a funny tweeter.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You don't just tweet, hey, tune into the show, tune in this. You are. What's going on?
Oh, Jesus.
It's the bagpipes.
You know what? If there's any way to abruptly be like, hey, stop fucking talking, end the show, Gin comes in with the music loud and obnoxious.
And
what
the fuck
is that? What song is it?
It's Dropkick Murphys.
Too bad.
I think who's a great band, but
they
have bagpipes.
Did we decide on the song, or is this just you taking musical...
He chose something with bagpipes in it.
I think that means a police officer in Boston was just shot.
Yeah, Jesus. Lieutenant Colonel Douglas is one of the finest cops we knew in this town.
Crank the bagpipes, please.
I wish I could tell you that my friend did not die on the Boston police force.
Hey, Morgan Freeman joins us, everybody.
Hello, Brad. I hope you dress up in a frog suit. My granddaughter dressed up in a frog suit once. And then I fucked her.
He did.
I have a suit of diarrhea on my face.
What?
That's how he looks. Someone scattered all over his face.
We got to wrap up. But Kevin, what's your Twitter handle? Because you do tweet very funny jokes.
The Kevin Klein. K-L-E-I-N.
K-L-E-I-N.
At The Kevin Klein.
At The Kevin Klein. Listen to him every morning on the Sirius Playboy Channel
102.
Channel 102.
Thanks, guys.
Playboy Morning Show. Adam Ray Comedy.
Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy, at Adam Ray Comedy, AdamRayTV.com. I will be at the Lake Tahoe Improv
in
2 weeks and the Hollywood Improv this Saturday and Laugh Factory. Check all my dates on my website.
There you go. And I'm at BradWilliamsComedy.com, at FunnyBrad on Twitter. You can go to BradWilliamsComedy.com, click on the Amazon link. Then shop on Amazon.com normally, and you can give back to the podcast that hopefully has given you some laughs. Our guest has been Kevin Klein, Fred Murray. I'm Brad Williams. This is the About Last Night Show. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Slicinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.